Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Tonight
just
and worship
want
him.
To tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus.
I worship him.
Grateful, Lord.
I can see.
I love you, Jesus. Welcome, family, tonight. This
Pastor E.
Evangelist Willette, my sister.
Yes. Hey, Miss Sherry, how you doing?
Praise
the Lord. You guys can't hear. Wait a minute. You guys can't hear me.
No, we can hear you at first. Now, glory
to God.
Oh, my
God, I'm sitting here doing an intro. Look, I'm doing an intro and flowing and everything. And I'm like, wait a minute, nobody said nothing. Come on.
We prayed against it, and we binded it up in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Okay, hit the brakes. Hit the brakes. Let's start. Can we start over?
Yes, we can. Amen.
We can always have a new now.
Okay, when
you are full of mercy, grace,
thank you,
and truth.
I wasn't gonna hang up.
So we worship,
thank you, Lord Jesus. So we worship
you, Lord.
Almighty God.
Any worshipers in the house tonight?
The one source of our strength.
The one source of our strength.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Almighty God.
Family, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Our hostess tonight is Minister Willette Hurst, but we are coming to be a part of this broadcast tonight. Women Speak Now is for all women, all believers, all non-believers, you, I, and everybody, seeking an environment of love, of empowerment, and of trust, that as we come together as one in Christ, we can see God's results in our lives. Women Speak Now broadcast of the Now Network is dedicated to real talk, to deal with real issues, and to find real godly solutions. We will seek the truth without compromising the Word of God. We will speak the truth only from biblical perspective. We believe that all those who worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. We are calling all women, men, all you guys of truth to join the movement of the power of one, bringing your real voice, your real issues, your real listening heart as women speak now and be heard. The base scripture for this broadcast, some people even know it, but Proverbs 12 and 1, where it says, the lips of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Women speak now and be heard. You know it has to be special for me to be hosting Women Speak Now, and it is. This is dynamic. This is family. This is covenant. This is seeing the results of prayer coming into fruition. We know it as hope to a thing. There's so many things we've been taught on how to tie things together, but to actually see it in fruition and see it in your hand, and for me to be able to read and be able to touch it and say, oh my God, look at here. Look at what God is going to always do when we submit to his calling. So without any further ado, yes, this is Pastor E, and yes, tonight is our hostess for every fifth Thursday within the season of 2020 until the Lord says different. Minister, evangelist, prophetess, homegirl, sister, prayer partner, intercessor, Willette Hurst. Welcome. Thank you, my sister. Congratulations on your book. Let's see. Don't kill your vision for another man's baby. I thought you were going to start with don't kill your baby for another, but don't kill your vision for another man's baby. That's why I'm here, because I really want to introduce this book to our reading network. We are a covenant partner of authors, readers, supporters, and all. I pray that what the Lord encouraged me to finish before my 5-7, because see, 57 for me is a all new, and y'all know I try to act young anyway. So now I'm on another new, but not a new of physical, but a new of spiritual, and really connecting and taking on the crown, taking on the titles, taking on the positions that God has put in my life. But you have to be seasoned enough. 57 has made me 57 new that I can release. But I released the book 12 hours before the 29th. And I'd already made a commitment I was going to do it, but I was lagging around like, oh, well, nobody's going to like it. And God said, why are you waiting? So what if nobody reads it? Put it out. So to experience God in that manner, and then now to already been motivated by you and how you're and how you're blessing us with God's gifts that He's given you. I wanted to definitely just come in, talk with you, and get the full 411, the full 911, the full everything on what God is doing. So don't kill your vision for another man's baby. I think this is something that really is going to touch our women tonight, because you talk about changing your gear. Does anybody know how to drive a stick shift? I'm going to leave that one alone. Treat the invisible first. Leverage on the gifts of today. Win now. Sense of mediocrity. Killer call procrastination. The danger of negative influence. The pit of indecision. And when you conclude it, I got stuck in the conclusion. So what a good read, you know, and I'm not one to even try to over or add to what's been given. I think this is the hour that you'll be able to share with us in this manner. But what was the motivation? What pushed you to finally say, let me put it out there. Let me release what God has given me.
For so long, and I do have to say happy birthday, Pastor E. So if you don't mind, I'm about to do an audible, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
As okay. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to a mighty man of God who I honor and respect and who I call family. You are one of the youngest 57 I have ever experienced. And I am so honored to know you. And I just I thank God for you.
We family. You know that. We are family.
Yeah.
My God.
So why did I release this and finally release this? My first book came out, and that was like a bondage. I have, for so long, I was a broken person, didn't know who I was, and God had to do a mighty work on me. So He did the work, and I was always, I didn't know who I was or what I carried. I was a fully loaded weapon that didn't know how to shoot properly.
Right.
And when God starts showing, Maya Angelou says it, when people show you who they are, believe them. But God gave me this. When God shows you who you are, believe Him. So people can see who you are. They know what's in you. They can see the anointing on you, but you can't see it. You don't know what's in your house, but they already took inventory. And they're going to use the inventory that's in your house to build their house. So building everybody else's houses. I was building up everybody else's kids. I was fostering everybody else's dream, vision, idea. I was doing, Eric, you say, come help me do this. Come help me do that. I was there. You say this, I was there. And then God was like, stop. You can't be in everybody else's no more. You got it. What you doing with what I
do? What do they call the women of back in the day when they would come in and take care of a birth, a post mother?
Midwife.
You know what? That's the definition, because I was in that same seat for over 20 years of my ministry. I was a midwife to other people's baby.
Uh-huh.
When I seen
and
the title. Oh, no, aborting. No, I was killing. I wasn't aborting. I was doing, you know, see, aborting is when you make a conscious decision you don't want it. I was doing stuff that was killing my vision because I was disregarding anything God was telling me to do because of somebody else's dream, vision, and idea. And there are seasons that we have to go through those times. But there's a lot
but
of times
not
that
for
some,
a lifetime. It's not for a lifetime.
Oh, no, it ain't even for a half a lifetime. I'm learning that when you become a disciple maker, you get people going quick. You got to get them out quick.
Man,
Because the longer they sit under you, they're going to start acting like you, thinking they can get the same grace you can. And no, grace is efficient for those that are efficient for their own. Oh, my God, I'm going to start preaching. Let me back up out of here. I got to give this one quote because it's one of my favorite quotes by one of my favorite authors, Abraham Lincoln. I study Abraham Lincoln because he was such a revolutionary in our culture. But when in chapter 5, when you said you cannot escape the responsibility of tomorrow by evading today, that you know you could set me down right there in chapter 5 and know that if you get set in that resting place, you'll never get up.
You won't. You'll die there. You will die.
I don't want to die.
You will die there, and everything that God put in you. And you will die there with you, just like the cemeteries that I pass every single day.
The dry cemeteries we pass every single day.
All the cemeteries.
Look,
I'm
still out in the community. And I ride by Inglewood, Forest Hills, all of them. You know, they looking dry. They looking dry and deserted right now because they're not essential.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, look, procrastination is where we don't want to stick, and I'm glad you're pushing us tonight, and I'm expecting you to really light that fire in us. This is Fresh Fire Revival 2020 with Minister Willette, and when you release intentionally to light a fire, and I need a right now fire. Look. Not a
we
fire.
All
I need a right now fire.
Pastor E, yes. Right now, we all need a all right right now fire. We are needed right now. When we don't have them four walls, we are the four walls. We are the chosen ones. We were built. There's no more time to go unconscious. It's no more time to play. It's no more time for stagnation. It's game time.
This game time.
This is going to show who was really going. Who was really studying, who was really eating
right.
God's word, it's going to show when you are released for game time now. This is going to
game
say
time. Game time. Can I get the game, coach? Can I get the game, coach?
Yeah, you
see, that's what I've been really trying to share, Willette, is like, you know, everybody, some of us have been going live ever since live as I've been out there. I've been on Facebook Live since it began. But now that others are coming, I'm not hating. I'm even watching other people's stuff just to support them. But you don't see the same support coming back.
Oh, you don't get that, baby. I'm going to tell
we
you.
We all need each other. Look, we all need each other.
Woo! Woo! Don't, now you're going to get me preaching on that. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You can support everybody. They have seen you struggle. They have seen you do everything in order to get to where you are at, right? But then when it's your turn, when it's your turn, all you can hear is ooh, ooh. All you hear is cricket.
But can I be honest with you? Something I've learned over the years. Oh, they out there watching. They just liking it. They just not liking and commenting, but they watching the whole broadcast. Because I done heard some of my messages in some big time churches. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I know we connected, but I just said that Monday. I'll be like, thank the Lord. People are like, man, Pastor E, man, you ain't got all these people. I say, you know what? If somebody preached my message anywhere close to what I gave it in a 1,000 member church, I just spoke to 1,000 people. I ain't mad at all. Keep on using my stuff. Keep on talking. It's free. The one thing I know about God's word is free. You can't call me and talk about no copyrights when you talk about God's word.
But let me tell you, Pastor E, you would never.
Y'all don't know my story.
No, wait. You don't never. You don't never, ever have to worry about somebody trying to copycat Pastor E. You are a original. God carved you personally. Can't nobody do that. You got your own DNA. You got your own fingerprint. There is not possible for them to do that.
It ain't possible.
Ingredients to try to use it, but they can't bring your swagger with it.
Oh no, they can't bring that swag with it. No, they can't. They've tried. And like I said, anything of God is free will. But yeah. Don't try to use it the same context that I do, because everything I say has a particular, amen, as well as
right.
you. So that's enough about me. Look, we talking about Pastor E again. Let's talk about your book and its launch. Okay, if you're out there listening to me, I want you to go and support the woman of God, Kindle. I went on Kindle. I charge $9.99 on Kindle for mine because God said, no, do $9.99 and $15. Paperback. I went on there and I was like, wait, $2.99. I did the $2.99 and the book. So I got the book on the way. I've already read the Kindle version. I'm excited that authors are birthed out of our home base. I cannot neglect the fact to always honor the Hollingsworth, Al
Woo!
And Hattie, who have done miraculous things for our lives. They didn't treat us no different. They didn't treat us no better, but they treated us all the same to say, you can do it. If I don't never remember nothing else about going from horizontal to vertical, I know that I can do it when I do it through God. I bless them. I pray for them consistently, constantly. I love them. They are my parents. They are my parents. They are my family. They are everything to me, but I thank God that in their own, He is sufficing the things that may be distractions. He's taking away the things that may look like it's not supposed to be, but the renewing of the spirit is coming now, because those that are from that camp can now sow back in spiritually for complete
Woo.
Healing, deliverance, and transformation,
Woo.
That the old become new, and the new stays new and goes higher in God because of the faith and because of the belief of the faith believers tonight. In whose name? Jesus' name.
In Jesus. Jesus.
So, woman of God, look, I thank you for letting me interview you and getting involved in this conversation. I'm going to let you come back in about 2 weeks on Let's Talk Jesus and interview me about the now experience.
Okay. You know,
and
I'll be good for that. I just want to piggyback on what you said about the Hollingsworth and about Christ.
I'm about to give it to you. No, look, I'm about to give it to you completely.
Okay.
I'm going to release this thing to you. I'm going to come back at the end, though. I'm going to be available when you when you rest, and I can tell that you're ready to kind of settle down. We're going to open the lines up tonight, because we want people to get your book, want people to support you, want people to know what's going on, because you're going to give us a big prelim right now of how we can, you know, learn how not to give away the best thing we have for somebody. Don't kill your vision for another man's baby.
So I just want to piggyback on what he said about Al Hollingsworth and Hattie Hollingsworth, two magnificent, powerful power couple that changed my life. I was going to church faithfully. I didn't grow up in the church, and I was going to church, and I was hitting all these warfare, and I was still dying from the inside out. And I went to a family member, and I said, I'm dying. Something's wrong. I'm going to church. I'm still not, you know, I'm still having all this warfare. I don't know what I'm doing. They said, whatever you do, go to Vertical Leap. Go to the one weekend for Vertical Leap, and it'll change your mind. What Vertical Leap is change. It gives you the word of God, but it gives you application to apply it to your life, to make the word change you, to make the word become your DNA. People have spoken broken words into my life my whole life before I went to Vertical Leap. They told me who I wasn't, that I wasn't going to be anything. All the negative words that they had in them, they shared them with me. When Al Hollingsworth looked at me, he said, you are intelligent, you're anointed, and you know it. And the cold part about it is I did not know it. But since that day, he pushed me to be the woman that you see today. He pushed me when I became a coach to pour into the young people. He pushed me to speak in front of groups of people when I was a broken woman, when I was in high school, that if you looked at me, I would turn around and wouldn't walk in that classroom because I didn't ever want to make a scene because I was too afraid of being who I was. I didn't know who I was. So when I say people speak life and death, when they say life and death is in the power of the tongue, that is facts. That is true. What I came to tell you today is life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the words that you speak to yourself and the words that you let other people talk to you. Right now, as Christians, we in warfare, but this is the best time for us right now. Pastor E said that he want me to light a fire under you guys. I am a fire starter because when I hear people whine in ministry, when I hear you whine and you getting afraid of what's going on right now, this is not the time to whine. This is the time to grind. It is a time because we are in this world but not of this world. We are in this world, but not of this world. That means it doesn't matter who is sitting in the White House. You know who is sitting on the throne. It don't matter who they sit there. They sit a monkey there to rule this country, and I know a lot of y'all will say that now, but whoever ruling this country, God is still in power, and that's what we have to stand on. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. You've been in these four walls for 30 years, 50 years, and you all constipated and can't bust a grape in a fruit fight. We have been a public success and a private failure. And that's why a lot of times people don't listen to us because they watch the way we walk. When you carry that big seat, people are looking at you, how you carry yourself. Now is the time to be the church. People cannot depend on the government. People cannot depend on their job. And what you're seeing today, you're seeing ministers, yeah, doing Facebook Live, but where they at? They still in their home safe, right? But you are seeing the people on the front line, the nurses, the doctors, the governors, they are praying out in public. They are praying on the front line, and our church people is behind the computer. Right now, in this day and age, it's time for the warriors to rise up. The warriors that God has delivered them from cocaine, whoremongering, for everything, the pimps, the prostitutes. He's raising up warriors that don't care how you feel about their faith. They don't care how you feel about how they're dressed. They don't care what about being in your clique. What they care about, just like they were thugs in the street, they are thugs for Christ. They are going to give you that word. They're going to deliver that word precept upon precept. And that's what we're dealing with. When you see people say right now, we're going to see the normal. Where's the normal? You're not even going to get the end in normal no more. The world was all upside down and had taken God out of everything. So that's why he has to sit us down. Right now is reset time. It's reset to plug up to him and not to them. It's reset to not keep your eyes on the virus, but keep your eyes on the king. It's reset time to go back to whatever he told you that he's given you, a dream, a vision, or idea, whatever he's impregnated with you with, that's what you got to give birth into the world. The book is about not aborting your baby. Whatever that dream, whatever that vision is, not abort your baby because you're too fearful. When we dress up for an interview, we go to an interview and we say, hey, how you like us? Are you going to hire us for your dream, your vision, your idea, because I punked out on mine? We can't do that no more because you work for people 20, 40, 50 years. They'll maybe give you a watch. They may give you a thing of suitcases. They may say cheers. They may give you a week in severance pay. You can always make more money, but you can't make more like that. When we go up to judgment day, he going to say, what did you do with the gifts that I gave you? What did you do with the baby that I gave you? What did you do with the stuff that I gave you? You can't say I was scared. I was helping sister do her stuff because I didn't have enough faith in what you put in me. I did that for years. I just turned 53 in December. And I was not birthing my stuff onto the world. I was part of every piggybacking on everybody else's stuff. I was their biggest cheerleader. Oh, yeah, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me put my time into your stuff and let me abort my child over there. Let me leave my child over there by themselves while I take care of your child, make sure they groom, make sure they got everything they need. That is, God said no, no more of that. No more of that. no more of us Christians eating his word. You can spit all these scriptures, but can you bust a grape in a fruit fight? When it's down now, we're in downtime right now. So what are you going to do in game time? You own. Just like when you play football, God gave you certain stuff because he know you can handle it. When you play football, the coach, and when it comes down to the last few minutes, the coach ain't giving it to the person that's going to fumble the ball. He's going to give it to the person that's going to make the score. So he's giving you the stuff, and you need to make the score. I don't care if you miss it, as long as you fail. Les Brown says it this way: when you fail, make sure you look up so you can get up. It's time for us to get up as Christians. It's time for us to rise up as kingdom children. It's time for us to go get our inheritance and stop playing small. He brought you through too much for you to play small. Just like I talked to pastors and they asked me how I'm doing. When I left, I'm in North Carolina. When I left California, I drove from California, homeless, busted, and disgusted, not knowing where I was going to live, but I was tired. I was tired of not living. I was having wrecks on top of wrecks, driving my life, and this time I decided to let God be God. He sent me to the South. The South, Savannah. I grew up in West Hollywood, California. I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't never made greens a day in my life. My mama had two microwaves. I put sugar in my grits and equal if you mess with me. So me being a fish out of water, but God will take you where he needs you to get what he wants you to get. I always say it's a running joke. You want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. God, I plan to do this. I plan to do this. I plan to do this. But we limit him. We limit God. When he wants to really use us, we too worried about how we going to live, what car we going to drive, this and that. But the King of Kings didn't even have no place to lay his head. Let me repeat that for you. The King of Kings didn't have no place to lay his head. He didn't drive up to no church and have his name engraved at that church. He didn't have a certain pew when he go into the church. People didn't reference him. They treated him wrong. So why do we feel as Christians that we need all this fluff? We want to stay in our comfort zone and say, yeah, God, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do what you want me to do tomorrow. But what if tomorrow never comes? Did you think 6 weeks ago that you would be locked up in your house with your husband, with your wife, with your kids? No. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. That's why you got to do what God wants you to do today. You got 0 to 5 seconds today to do what he God told you to do. Miles Monroe said it best. The wealthiest place in the world, the wealthiest real estate in the world, is the cemetery where dreams, vision, and ideas died with the people because they were afraid, because they didn't take that risk. Right now is the time for you to do whatever he gave you, because he gave each individual a certain thing that they got to birth into this world. A certain thing, that baby got to look like you. It got to look like you. You can't give your baby to so-and-so and let them raise it and think it's going to look like you. It ain't going to happen. But today and this phone call and this conference and this meeting, we need to make a vow with God that we're going to do what you told us to do. We're going to say what you tell us to say. We're going to go where you tell us to go, because it's not about us. It's about impacting us. Each person has a certain audience that they are called to because of what they were brought through. If you was molested, then you're supposed to reach those people that have been molested. If you was in the gang, you have to bring those people into Christ. Each person has an audience. And if you don't reach your audience because you don't do it, then the blood is on your hand. So if you want a fire, this is a fire. I'm lighting it. And now is the time for you to rise up and be that man, that woman, that child that God has called you to be. This is game time. This is manifestation, no more stagnation. It is time to go. And that's why that book came out. I say, God, I don't want to be another author. All these people say they author, but it ain't about me. That's why the price wasn't even high. It ain't about me. This book has been ministering to 20-year-olds, and they read the book and pass it on to their grandparents. pass it on to their mothers because they're excited about the word of God again. We have to minister to our kids, because if you don't minister to the kids, you don't have no kids in your kingdom. You don't have no kids in your family. You die with dead bones. So when God gave that book and they ministering to these kids, I'm excited because it's not about me. It's about him. When a 20-year-old pick up the book and say, Miss Willette, I finished the book. I even read it twice. I finished the book and I gave it to my grandmother. Because I shared, I just was talking about it. We have, a lot of times, the kids were supposed to be seen and not heard. This generation has to be heard and seen. It has to be an open communication. That's why we're losing our kids. They also watching us go to church on Sunday and cuss you out during the week. They're not listening to what you're saying. They listen to what your life is saying. We got to do better. I have to do better. I have to step up my game every minute, every day, because I have to renew my mind. Because I'm supposed to be in this world, but not of the world. There are people that are watching us all the time. You never know it. At your job, they're actually watching you at the bank. They're watching you everywhere you go, especially when you say you that big C. They take it personal when you're posting dirty jokes and you're supposed to be a pastor on Facebook. They watching everything, and you don't even know when they watching you. You think it's not that big deal, but they're looking at you when they want that big assignment, when they need somebody to reach their kids. They're not going to get us if we're living inappropriately. It's time to stop being that public success and private failure. It's time to pluck up to God like you never did before. It's time to go hard or go home or sit down and get run over. It is time to be who he's called us to be. It's time to use all them words that you learn, all them scripture. It don't mean a hill of beans if you got all this scripture and you don't have no application. That's what Vertical Leap brought to my life, application for the word. It says that I'm way across the country by myself, solo bolo, with just the Holy Spirit. But because I had them words, because their seed was planted, because of all the stuff that I've been through, and God, I allow God to cleanse me, truly cleanse me, and not fake it, but really embrace the journey and trust in the process that he cleansed me from the inside out. So now I can truly be my true, authentic self and be who God has wanted me to be. So when you say, what made me push out that baby, instead of jumping off that birthing table, instead of having a midlife, me to give birth to the baby in the midlife, run away with my baby, I got on that birthing table, pushed out, and birthed my baby so it could save people, so it could open up doors for people. People are in prison. They need a new hope, and that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be that light in the dark world. We are supposed to be that light in the dark world. We got Christians too busy critiquing other Christians and worried about who you minister to when there's millions of souls that we all need to go get. We all fighting for the same souls, or if this person got a title, or this person can bring more ties to our church. That's why there ain't no more churches. Because there was too much foolishness going on instead of reaching them souls. So wherever God tell me to go, whatever God tell me to say, that's what I'm going to do. Wherever he wants that book, I bless people with that book. I bless them because if that book opens up your chains and your prison, I'm delivering it to you first class because that's from him. Because he gave it to me and I'm going to give it to you. You still there, Pastor E? But that's what I just came to say, that whatever God has given you, whatever's inside of you, whatever makes your stomach hurt every day you go to that job, whatever makes that problem that bothers you every time you see it, that is your solution. You are somebody's aspirin to their headache.
Go ahead, Amen. Amen. Can we be the solution to the problem? Come on. I know there are millions out here that want to get on and speak with Minister Willette tonight. Dial one. I'm bringing back Minister Cherry first. Back to Women Speak Now.
Amen. You know I got to come in on this one because I tell you, I love when you come in and minister to us evangelists. And you know what? As we were speaking and you were ministering, I went on Amazon and ordered your book too. And I love what you
said.
Yeah. Glory to God. And you know what I love?
Come on, let's get a flush.
The Hollingsworth, Al and Hattie. Yes.
Oh my God.
My God, you know, I was telling you, I've seen you somewhere. I haven't seen you, you know, since then, but I knew your spirit. And
it was that Vertical Leap. Yeah.
Vertical Leap. And I had to put it together, Pastor E. But that, you know, those principles, and Pastor E, those are your principles you teach from. Those principles work. Those principles that Pastor E, you both took from Vertical Leap, and he's sharing with us, I mean, just the word of God, how the Hollingsworth taught those principles, and we're sharing it through the word of God, they change your life. I mean, they change
Can I testify for a moment right here? I want to give a little testimony. You know, I worked for Al Hollingsworth and Hattie Hollingsworth for over 10 years. I was married to their daughter. I've worked in Christian business ministries. I worked at the house. I worked on the hill. I worked in the plants. I worked it all.
Yeah.
But when me and Coach connected, there was something about his principles that lit a fire in me where I could now reproduce and go to another level. And he gave me authority. I'm going to say it out loud. He gave me authority. I used to, you know, when I worked for him in Grand Rapids, Michigan, they got basements up there. I had a basement with dry erase boards on every wall. And I would invite him over and let him see how I'm taking the brain to another level and hold all the principles that he has given us, and God gave me the opportunity to grow them.
Yes.
He ordained me from that day and said, you know what? I release you. You could teach it. Go higher. Go higher.
Yeah.
You ain't got to tell nobody, but I tell everybody, anything you hear me talk about, it comes from Al Hollingsworth, Hattie Hollingsworth, Christian Business Ministries, Vertical Leap, Boston Movement, Al Hottie's Private Christian Resort, you name it. It came from, that was the birthing of me. But the one thing that I can say about Al, one thing I can say about Coach, and the one thing I can say about Dad is that he looked at me as a son and said, go, you can do it.
Yeah.
And
ooh,
I'll never forget it. Here's another story for you that some people may not know. Me, Anna, and Coach were on the development board when he was about to launch going from Christian Business Ministries. And he came to us as his advisors and said, okay, y'all come with some names, and I want to hear your thoughts to where the next – what's the next thing after Christian Business Ministry? This is before Vertical Leap. And I came with Provoked to Purpose. Anna came with what's the name of her ministry? But she came with thing, and he looked at both of them. And he said, "Ooh, wait a minute, I got a fight on this one." And God launched Vertical Leap in him.
Wow!
But we had already submitted our ministry, those ministry names, unto him. It was lost. Give Coach something, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it back. You don't get it back, even if he never use it. If you submit something unto him as a gift from God to him, he's not going to say, I'm not going to use it, take it back. It's going to stay in his archive somewhere. But he released Provoked to Purpose and Anna's ministry back to both of us because it was so dynamic that he had to fight going back and forth. And then God said, no, call it Vertical Leap, and it put us to the side. He said, you know what, but release it back to them. And that's another truth. That is something that was blessed to us that we still operate under.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I got another testimony as far as Vertical Leap, why I am who I am. Because when I first went to Vertical Leap, and you know, it was supposed to be that 21-hour boot camp, I served at Vertical Leap every month for 4 years. Every month for 4 years.
And tell him, it wasn't no title. It was called help.
Yes. I was serving.
Server.
I would bring loads of kids and people to Vertical Leap. I would bring kids. I had a drover expedition, and I filled up teenagers to bring them to adult Vertical Leap. I would rent hotel room with the boys stay in one room and the girls stay in another room for Vertical Leap.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what experience. And I'm glad that he's been birthing us to now get those experiences going. Here's another announcement. Minister Terry can give you the insight. But the FURA, F-U-R-A, University is launching through P2P Ministries. And this is a from the beginning to the end teaching. Where God is going to let us release a lot of what he has been preparing us over the years and over the seasons that we can now download into others and certify them to become actual trainers, leaders, pastors, they want to be, because we're sowing and we're launching disciples,
right?
Not making disciples. We want to launch disciples. And you may have been made a disciple the wrong way. We want to give you some right principles that you can be launched into your ministry, because it's not you about you sitting under me. It's about you getting away from me.
Yeah.
Amen. But you're still dead reach.
Now, come on.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't mean to cut you off, Minister Terry. I was about to say, if anybody else out there would like to get in on the conversation, dial one. Do we got any brothers out there? I see Pastor Dwayne. I don't want to throw you under the bus tonight, but dial one. I'm going to give it back to Minister Terry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just want to invite everybody else to get in the conversation. Come on in. Minister Terry, did you have something?
Yes, I just from Pastor and Evangelist Willette, I wanted to share with the listeners about the FURA University, FURA, because I was telling Pastor at first I was getting familiar with the word, then I was trying to apply it without getting my understanding and revelation from God before I go and apply it to my life. So that's why the principle that Pastor has been teaching. This is what sometimes you can miss a step. You can be ahead of.
Oh my God! Y'all just don't know.
You can get ahead of some things. You know, this is why I thank God for you guys for the resources, where I can get confirmation of some things that I'm studying myself to be approved. Amen.
But y'all
Amen.
Just don't know. Now look, we in a pandemic. We didn't launch the Now Church California. We in a pandemic. We finna launch the FURA University. And we still promoting the love of God and the opportunity that you can be better than you just were if you just trust him more than you just did.
Pastor,
but that's what it's about. We in a kingdom. We in a whole different system.
In the world, but not out of the world. Oh my God.
Yes.
Y'all trying to preach now. Okay.
Yeah, you got to hold it up. You know, it's there. We in it.
System.
We in it, but we're not of it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We cannot let it just take over and saturate us. No. No, because we serve. We know the God we serve. We know it.
Mr. Willette, what were you saying?
Amen.
I'm looking at all the people when the pandemic came, it's like God keeps you in a bubble, and all you could do is focus on what he told you to do. All you got to do is keep your eye on the prize. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. You just got to keep looking at him, because like we learned in Vertical Leap.
I ain't changed a bit.
Whatever you give your attention to, his spirit will live in you and manifest out of you as destiny and circumstance.
My God.
If you keep focusing on bad, then that's what you're going to get. But if you look at keep your eye on good, keep your eye on God, you're going to get to your destination.
Huh.
Amen.
Well, come on.
Preach.
Pastor Dwayne Collins. Pastor Dwayne Collins, where you at, bro? I see you. I see you, Pastor Dwayne. Come on in, man. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with the mighty woman of God, Minister Willette. Mighty, 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 mighty. Hey, I appreciate that word because she on point. Everything that she said that she spoke was on point. You know, and we have to get back. We have to get back. We got all this word in us, and we ain't doing nothing with it. You know, God has anointed us for this certain season, and we just ain't doing nothing with it. You know, we so locked up in our house. She said a key point to me, man, that everybody on Facebook, well, where they at? They in their house on quarantine. Ain't nobody out there spreading the news. Ain't nobody out there sharing the gospel. Ain't nobody out there talking about Jesus Christ risen. Everybody's still talking about Corona 19.
Yep.
Give me 6 feet. Ain't nobody talking about the death, burial, and resurrection. And I appreciate her saying that because I was thinking about, you know, because when I started this thing and I heard y'all was talking, I met a couple in Michigan, you know, and they Cheryl and Dr. Piscopo up in Michigan. I met them and they believed in me, you know, the things was going on with me here in Wisconsin. They met me and we talked and things of that nature, and they believed in me. Even though that when I was here, that I had people that I did ministry with, and I did everything for us and taught how to be an armor bearer to a doorkeeper. I taught how to help them to pray for the unction of God. I taught them how to fast, pray. I taught them how to what scriptures, father, you know, to pray for the lost children, how to pray for this prayer. And they, you know, everybody took that, you know, but they didn't believe in me. Here, Copper that believed in me, way up in Michigan, gave me an opportunity for my vision to come to pass. God connected me with them, and by connecting me with them, I ended up meeting Pastor E. I met Pastor E in my trials and tribulations that I was going through, even though that I was persecuted, even though that thieves was, I say to myself, I didn't do nothing wrong, but God knew what I needed in my life. God knew at the time appointed my hurts and my disappointments. He knew what I needed in my life, and he connected me with Pastor E. When I met them from Michigan and I was telling them how I got my ordained and my license and all that kind of stuff, and he said, oh, you was up by Michigan, huh? And I hear y'all talking about this couple, and I'm saying to myself, are these the same couple or are they the same like-minded couples? Because, you know, that's the same mind, that's the same thought in mind and the dreams and the visions that they had. They wanted the ministry to go forth. They didn't want no stagnating in the ministry. They wanted the ministry to go forth. She spoke that. And I was talking to my wife about how we were doing ministry together. We was, you know, doing a live broadcast, and we was doing this and we was doing that. And, you know, sometimes you get comfortable, you know. And I did get comfortable because some things that, you know, are brought up in my life, you know. But now I'm saying to myself, Lord, I hear you confirmations. So I'm going to take that rebuke, and I'm going to take that confirmation, and I'm going to ride with it, and I'm going to do what the Lord said, because once I got in this thing, I got in this thing for one purpose. He delivered me from all kind of matter of disease. He delivered me from all matter of illness. He delivered me from all matter of demons. And yet I still act like that God hasn't risen me from
yes,
the dead.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And I have to
yes,
get myself back together. I have to get myself back on point. Because sometimes, you know, you can sit there and listen to everybody. You know, like you said, you can be listening. Pastor E's been doing a great job. You can listen to everybody. You know, everybody can listen to you, but there's nobody going to support you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wait for people to support you, and you'll be waiting too long. Next thing you know, you'll be like, I would have, could have, did have, should have, did have. But in this season, God did some things in my life, and I'm about to do some things what he did in my life. So I'm just so grateful that I had a chance enough to hear a woman of God, bring that mighty word, give confirmation. I receive confirmation. And whenever you receive confirmation, you take it and you walk with it.
You need some activation.
So
get your confirmation and put it into activation.
Activation. And I will be trying to get that book because I see some principles in there that I need to apply. I see some principles in there that I need to preach. I see some principles in there that I need to teach. I see some principles in there that I need to testify on. And so I will be getting that book because, like I say, you know, God has brought me from a mighty long way, man. And for me to come too far, I came too far to give up.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So I
bless you, man of God.
Bless you, man of God. Bless you, woman of God.
Bless you. Bless you, and I give honor.
Come on, is anybody else out there? Don't get thrown out of the bus tonight. Dial one, get in the conversation. This has been enlightening. This has been powerful. This has been a blessing. We thank God for everybody. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now. Come on in.
Well, I'm right here. I am here. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Evangelist.
Hello, Evangelist. How are you?
Well, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm blessed on purpose.
I know that's right.
And man of God, let me say something. Is it Evangelist Willett?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, guess what? I just got on not too long ago. I missed half of you because I was on the other line with God and Light Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got on about maybe 20 minutes after. And I missed half of what you were saying. But what I did catch, I want to say to you tonight, I'll give you a shout out for what I did hear. For what I did hear. And let you know that God is good. And I heard you say
yes,
you're reading
is.
Your book. I heard you say you're reading your book. And I pray that that book sell. And you make millions off that book. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening, woman of God. I know there's some powerful words, and I'm savoring every bit of it.
And I want to say I love you. And I thank God for you. I've heard you on Fifth Sundays a lot. But I miss a lot of you tonight, so I can't really say too much, but give you a good shout-out and let you know and encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep on keeping on and love God and let God love on you because he first loved us, and you need to love him back.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to read your book, and I'm going to get you a book too, man of God, and I say happy birthday to you, man of God.
Woo. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate everything.
You're so welcome.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen. Love you. Love you.
And I love you all. Sunday, every fifth Thursday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Every fifth Thursday.
Well, how you been doing?
I am fantabulous.
Well, praise the Lord. God loves you.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Amen. Come on, we got about 2-3 more minutes. Somebody else want to get in the conversation. But here's for that one person out there that you don't know how you got here. You've been listening and you've been hearing some encouraging words. And you thought it wasn't possible that God could love you right now. Dial one. We want to talk to you. This is what it's all about. The one. Not the ratings, not the numbers, not the following or the support, but the one that could say that you heard something tonight that lets you know that you have the opportunity to love God as well as we do. Come on in and let us talk to you. Minister Willett, awesome, 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 my sister. You always enrich me, always sow into me and deliver a great word of promise to each and every one of us. I know God is enriching your territory. I know God is harvesting your field. And I know that the grace and favor that has already been active in your life is about to explode, that it starts to activate in other people's lives. So I thank God for you tonight and pray us out of here.
Father God, please forgive us for any sins that we missed the mark, Lord. We thank you that you use us as a servant, Lord. We thank you that you use me tonight, Lord. I'm honored to be used. I hope that there was some words that were spoken that would be able to change somebody's life, that it gives somebody's hope, that if the words don't get directed to me,
yes,
but they get directed to thee. I just want people to know that who you are, and that they pour into you and they surrender their will to you and they come back to you. If they've been away from home, that they come back home, because this is where they belong. I thank you that you're using us. I'm thanking that you're imparted in us, and I thank you that you're sending us out, Lord. I just thank you for each man, woman of God on this ministry that are listening. I lift up Pastor E. I lift up Pastor Terry, and any minister that's on this front line or any person that needs a word today, we thank you. We lift you up.
Thank you.
We magnify your name.
Amen.
fills me.